Over 80% of beverage packaging ends up in Hong Kong landfills, with some of it sadly ending up on our beaches and in the ocean. Buying bottled water here in Hong Kong seems a bit silly when we have some of the safest drinking water in the world. But sometimes we get caught out without our water bottles. Not to worry, solutions are on the way as an innovative collaboration called the Single-Use Beverage Packaging Working Group, which includes Hong Kong NGOs, beverage companies, and beverage outlets, has some new ideas on reducing beverage packaging waste. So Trash Talk welcomes Dana Winograd of Plastic Free Seas. And Dana, tell us what you do with Plastic Free Seas.
Plastic Free Seas is a registered charity here in Hong Kong, and we educate the youth of Hong Kong on this issue of plastic marine pollution.
Ah, a very important task it is.
Yes. The idea came up to address this issue of waste from beverage containers. And the best way to do that was to pull together all of the stakeholders involved and get them to sit around a table and come up with ideas and strategies on how to solve this problem. Because we all know that beverages, as you mentioned, are creating a huge amount of waste. So around the table eventually sat the beverage producers, the bottlers, the waste management companies, NGOs, MTR, just to name a few, all sitting together to come up with a strategy, working together with Deloitte, the consultancy firm, on this problem.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Coca-Cola, Nestle, all these big brands now are coming out with these big pronouncements, right? By 2025, we'll have 50% recycled content, or we'll recycle one bottle for every bottle we produce. Now, are these, was that kind of the impetus for getting you guys together? Or?
I'm sure it helped. I wouldn't say it was necessarily the impetus, but Swire, who is with Coca-Cola,
right,
is sitting around the table, and they do have that
goal.
Well, yeah. Not just a goal. They have an agreement to reduce or to collect the amount of containers that they produce
exactly
for recycling.
Yeah.
So they had an incentive to sit around the table and help make this work here in Hong Kong.
And so there was some kind of an announcement in December, but I didn't fully understand it.
Yes, well, that was the culmination of the better part of a year of working together on this strategy. And what came out of the paper that Deloitte put together after they spoke with not only the shareholders that were part of the single-use
beverage group,
packaging
don't get
working
the, yeah,
group.
That's the longest name in history.
But also a lot of other stakeholders who weren't necessarily part of the group, but they were consulted in also the government. So their research report came out, and through that, the working group came up with four strategies. And that is what was announced in December.
In December. Okay, yes. So what are our strategies?
So the strategies are quite simple. We need to reduce the use of packaging. And that is mainly through refill stations, whether that's water or soft drinks or whatever beverage. We need to stop using beverage containers. The second is to redesign. So let's eliminate the packaging that is not possible to recycle. The third is to recover, and this is the big one. They have pledged to recover 70% of the packaging.
Whoa.
Yes, and moving up to 90%. So that is a big commitment.
But they have to work with the government to do that.
Exactly, and this is happening with the government, and the recover part is already being looked at by the government with plastic bottles.
They're lucky, right? Because right now the government recycles one and two. So isn't most of the beverage packaging one and two?
Well, there's quite a bit of Tetra Pak and metal cans. Now, the metal cans are already recycled at a high rate.
Yeah.
But the bottles are at a very low rate, despite the fact that the government is focusing on them. So more needs to be done through different technology, reverse vending machines, lots of different more education, different incentives.
You know, sometimes I wish they had a little drinking fountain right next to the recycling thing so I could, you know, rinse out my bottle and put it in, right?
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah, that would be really nice. But at least I go through this all the time. Trash Talk listeners get bored, but you have to dump it out quick, fully, your beverage plastic, and then you can put it in the bin.
Yes, and from what I understand, actually with the reverse vending machines, it will reject a bottle that has liquid in it. It will weigh it and reject it. So this idea will follow through. Now, there's also a fourth strategy, and that is recycling. And the goal is to develop the systems to handle our packaging drink containers here in Hong Kong. So it's a four-pronged approach. It's going to take efforts from everyone, from the government to businesses, which is why we had this group, this working group working together, and also the consumers.
Mm. And right now the government takes one and two, and you're plastic-free sea, so I know you know this. So they're just shipping it to China right now. Is that they're not processing it here?
It's mostly being exported, not necessarily to China, but
to
Asia.
Other places.
Yes.
But it's not being processed here. So now there is a goal to actually have some processing facilities here.
Yes, and the first Tetra Pak type of packaging processing facility will be opening up soon this year in Hong Kong.
Fabulous.
Yes, it had not a huge capacity, not large enough to fulfill our goal, but it's a start.
And how would we get it to them?
That's a very good question, which we should be finding more about very soon.
Okay, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned on the Tetra Paks, yes.
But for now, I still have to throw them away.
Well, no, you don't. Actually, there are pop-up recycling activities happening all over Hong Kong who are taking these at the moment. They're being shipped to Thailand for processing. So you can find one of these on Facebook. There was just an SCMP article about quite a few of these pop-ups.
Oh, the Waste pop-ups no in Sai Ying Pun and
yes,
all those
Yuen
places.
Long.
Yeah.
They're happening all over the place. Mui Wo, Kennedy Town, they are doing fabulous work. They are collecting
exciting?
The stuff that you can't necessarily take elsewhere, or it's not so easy to take elsewhere, and they're making sure it's getting to the collector in a clean and sorted manner. So it's exactly how the collector wants it, which is half the battle.
Well, this is really exciting. I feel like Hong Kong is really coming together on this issue in a community. And now with the single-use beverage packaging working group, the companies, the NGOs, and hopefully the government as well.
Absolutely. And this Drink Without Waste initiative is something that is not just for companies to be involved in. So everybody has to play their part. Whether you can pledge as a company, you can pledge as an individual. It takes all of us in order to reduce. We have to bring our own bottles and we have to use the refill stations and we have to recycle the bottles
Is there something I'm supposed to sign, a pledge or something?
That you can go to the website Drink Without Waste and you can pledge your commitment to this goal.
Okay, great. So thank you, Dana, so much for coming in and... Let's go to the Drink Without Waste website to sign up for our pledge so that we can all reduce and recycle our beverage containers. But remember, reduce is the most important thing. The best thing you can do is go out and buy your water bottle, download the Water for Free app, and use your water bottle throughout Hong Kong.
Absolutely. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Dana. You can find all the Trash Talk episodes on iTunes and the RTHK On the Go app, or follow us at Twitter at Sustainable Asia and on Instagram at sustainableasia.co for new episodes and trash tips. You can also visit Plastic Free Seas Hong Kong on their Facebook and Instagram pages for more trash tips.